This is Wild About Utah.
It's turkey time, and time to give thanks for this great bird. There is much to learn beyond stuffing them full of stuffing. In my younger years, when hunting was a major part of our Michigan culture, I was forewarned that the wily wild turkey was a formidable opponent for the small game hunter. I've had many turkey encounters beyond eating their deliciousness. Our little town of Smithfield was held at bay by four huge toms who terrorized the neighborhood with their testosterone-fueled aggressiveness. This followed by two toms in Logan who gave merry chase to police officers that attempted to corral them as they were attractive nuisances at the main and center intersection. One unfortunately took refuge in a butcher's shop. In the wild, I was surprised to find large flocks roosting in trees, reminding me of passenger pigeon stories, when their massive collective weight would break limbs. On a Christmas bird count, I witnessed a near 200-yard line of single-file turkeys traipsing through deep snow, like a herd of bison plowing through prairie drifts. Anyone who has the opportunity to meet these animals will tell you that they are highly intelligent birds, full of playful and unique personalities. They are incredibly curious and inquisitive and enjoy exploring their surroundings. Turkeys are very social, including human companionship. Researchers have found that when a turkey is removed from its rafter, flock that is, they will squawk in obvious protest until reunited. Turkeys have a refined language of yelps and cackles with more than 20 unique vocalizations. They mourn the death of a flock member and so acutely anticipate pain that domestic breeds have had heart attacks after watching their feathered mates take that fatal step towards Thanksgiving dinner. A bit more turkey trivia. The area of bare skin on a turkey's throat and head vary in color depending on level of excitement and stress. When excited, a male turkey's head turns blue. When ready to fight, it turns red. The long fleshy object over the male's beak is called a snood. Wild turkeys can fly 55 miles an hour and run 18 miles an hour. The turkey was sacred in ancient Mexican cultures. The Mayans, Aztecs, and Toltecs referred to the turkey as a great zolotl, viewing them as jeweled birds. From ceremony and food to clothing and companionship, their winged friends have always had significance in their lives. In the ancient Southwest, as elsewhere, human-avian relationships had important social, ritual, economic, and political dimensions. Thank you, turkey. Wild turkeys were nearly hunted to extinction in large parts of North America, with only 1,900 known to remain in the 1930s. When European settlers arrived in Utah, none remained. Merriam's wild turkeys from Colorado were reintroduced into southern Utah in the 1950s from Colorado, creating an established population that has spread into several parts of Utah. In 1989, a second subspecies, the Rio Grande turkey, was successfully established in Utah's Washington County. So as you give thanks before partaking in the Thanksgiving feast, please include the turkey in your many blessings. Jack Green for the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and I'm thankful for Utah and its wild turkeys.